Republican challenger David Paul Blumenschein's mainly Maine criticism of State Representative Dan Brady ahead of their March 17th primary rematch is that Brady voted to raise our taxes 20 different ways, unquote, last year. That is not accurate. Ryan Dunham has this fact check on the 105th House District race.
Yes, Brady voted in favor of the $45 billion capital bill, which doubled the gas tax, raised vehicle registration fees, and created a new tax for parking garages. But several of the 20 tax and fee hikes cited by Blumenschein are unlikely to impact average taxpayers directly or would be easy to avoid. Others are taxes that people should have been paying all along and the state is only now collecting. Blumenschein repeated these claims during a WGLT candidates forum February 13th.
Representative Brady voted yes this past summer to raising our taxes 20 different ways with a $45 billion spending bill.
Later, he added,
people are leaving. This exodus isn't going to stop. Taxation's driving that. The tax that Representative Brady voted for, he voted yes to double our gas tax. And there were 19 other taxes included in that.
Brady pushed back on that 20 taxes and fees claim during the forum.
You know you're not right when you say 19 other taxes.
All right.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Well, there's 19 other taxes. I think they've been listed. I think that
let's
can
have,
prove that. That's facts. That's not fiction.
That's fiction, and you're the king of it.
That's not fiction.
When asked by WGLT to provide a list of the 20 taxes and fees that Brady raised, Blumenschein provided a link to an online article by the conservative think tank Illinois Policy Institute. It's called 20 Tax and Fee Hikes Totaling $4.6 Billion Coming Soon for Illinoisans. Brady's response to that?
The Illinois policy sheet that my opponent just takes as the gospel is not factual.
In response to WGLT's questions about his claims, Blumenschein didn't back away from them.
When we see fees going up, when we see an increase of what the consumer or the taxpayer has to pay, and the government itself doesn't do anything to curb the spending, that is the overarching issue.
So, 20 claims. Let's take them one by one. Number one, the state's expanded tax amnesty program. This one is false. This program ended in November. It allowed qualified taxpayers to pay off any outstanding state tax liability and have any penalties and interest forgiven. The program brought in about $240 million in revenue, and that was money taxpayers already owed. There were no tax or fee increases. All right, claims number two and three are both related to cannabis legalization. We'll call these half true. Brady voted against legalizing cannabis. It passed anyway. Brady then voted in favor of the budget overall, which included taxing cannabis sales and charging licensing fees for cannabis businesses. Blumenschein says he would have voted against both legalization and collecting any revenue from it. Claim number four, trucking registration fee increase. We'll call this one mostly false. Yes, one of the many fee increases included in the capital bill was an increase in truck registration fees between $50 and $100. But not mentioned by Blumenschein or the Illinois Policy Institute is the associated repeal of what's called the Commercial Distribution Fee, CDF, which is something the Illinois Trucking Association has long sought to kill. They considered it hidden sales tax on truck license plates that cost their industry $1 billion. I spoke to Matt Hart, executive director of the Illinois Trucking Association. He says the commercial distribution fee's repeal means an average truck owner will actually see up to a $300 decrease in fees overall.
And of all the fees that were proposed in the capital bill last year, nobody got a fee reduction except for the trucking industry. And so we actually applaud the legislators for actually, you know, making a tough vote.
Brady also said he worked to negotiate the $100 registration fee increase down from an initial proposed level of $1,000.
And that took some pretty intense negotiation. You don't stand up and just say absolutely no. You sit down at a table and try and find how we can soften the blow. And in this case, we certainly did.
Hart confirmed there was an initial proposal that was higher than what we ended up settling on, and state lawmakers responded to their concerns. Claims 5 and 6 are both related to online sales taxes. These are half true. The true part is that certain remote online retailers, those without an office or inventory in Illinois, will have to begin collecting locally imposed sales taxes starting in 2021. Those are the sales tax dollars that get routed to the city of Bloomington, or the town of Normal. It'll impact only those out-of-state businesses with over $100,000 in sales coming into Illinois.
So this isn't, you know,
grandma selling needlepoint projects out of her basement.
That's Carol Portman, president of the nonpartisan advocacy group Taxpayers Federation of Illinois. But yes, consumers could see the cost of certain items go up accordingly.
You know, there's a smidge of accuracy to that one.
Blumenschein also claims that Brady supported expansion of online sales taxes in a second way, through a new law requiring online marketplaces like Etsy or eBay to collect sales tax on behalf of their sellers. However, Carol Portman notes that consumers were already obligated to report any unpaid taxes and online purchases when filing their own state tax returns. So it's like the tax was already owed. It's just that consumers were getting out of having to pay for it. The change is aimed at leveling the playing field between brick-and-mortar Illinois stores and online competitors. It was praised by the Illinois Retail Merchants Association.
The marketplace one, there is no tax increase. There's only just increased tax compliance.
Okay, so the election is only a week and a half away, so let's speed this up. Claims 7 through 12 were all related to the $45 billion capital bill. Brady and other Republicans supported that bill, the state's first major infrastructure plan in a decade. And yes, the plan raises all sorts of fees and taxes. Brady says it's worth it. McLean County alone is expecting to receive $173 million for road work and bridge repairs over the next 6 years. Capital plan also includes over $50 million for Illinois State University's long-awaited fine arts complex. Brady says Republicans in Springfield, while in the minority, successfully negotiated lower tax and fee increases than what Democrats had sought.
Our schools and universities like Illinois State have and will receive sorely needed capital improvements for health, life, and safety building projects. Saying no in a time of desperate need is easy. Voting yes and negotiating as many new taxes out of the capital bill with the Democrats was hard.
Blumenschein attacked Brady repeatedly during the WGLT forum about his support for the capital bill.
When are we going to stop playing the shell game? I don't care if you call it a capital bill, linear, vertical. We don't have the money.
Moving along, claim number 13 is a new tax on managed care health insurance. This one's true. It affects managed care organizations that participate in Medicaid. That's the joint federal-state program that provides health care for low-income individuals. The measure, approved last summer, supported by Brady, requires all Medicaid MCOs and other health maintenance organizations to pay a per-member tax to the state, similar to what's done in other states. The goal was twofold. It would lessen Medicaid's reliance on pretty volatile state general revenue fund dollars by directing $390 million in new revenue into what's called the Healthcare Provider Relief Fund that could help the state maintain a more regular payment cycle for its bills, which has been a little bit of a problem. Second, the new tax revenue will be used to attract more matching funds from the federal government. It's projected the new tax will infuse $500 million in new revenue into Illinois Medicaid and close a portion of the state's budget deficit. The Illinois Association of Medicaid Health Plans supported the change. Claim number 14 is even wonkier. It's the decoupling from federal tax code on foreign repatriated income. And it's true, but with very limited impact. Here's what happened. Back in 2017, Congress approved a tax cuts package. Included was an incentive to encourage companies keeping money overseas for tax reasons to repatriate it or bring it back to the U.S. If they did, the money would be taxed at a lower rate than normal. Last summer, state lawmakers, including Brady, voted to decouple Illinois' rules on foreign repatriated income from the federal tax code. That means a company will essentially be required to add back in that repatriated deduction when calculating their income for state tax purposes. One could argue this simply maintains the status quo, what was happening before the federal tax cuts were passed. The Illinois Policy Institute, however, contends this will impose higher state taxes on foreign-derived corporate income. All right, claims 15 through 19 are all about gambling. The vertical or buildings part of the capital plan will largely be paid for using money from a major expansion of gambling and sports betting. And yes, lawmakers approved new or higher taxes for gambling. Video game terminals tax will go up. The state will impose a 15% tax on sports wagering. Casinos will pay upfront license fees. However, unlike the increased gas tax or vehicle registration fees, Illinois residents can avoid these ones pretty easily. Just don't open a casino or choose to bet on the Cubs. Last one, claim number 20 is a new cap on trade-in sales tax exemption. This one's true, too. It impacts someone who's trading in a car when buying another one. Until now, a consumer could use the value of their trade-in to lower the sales taxes they'd be owing on the purchase. Moving forward, the value of that trade-in for tax purposes is capped at $10,000, meaning someone trading in something pricier than that will pay more in sales taxes. This cap is expected to generate $40 million in new revenue. That's it. 20 claims, some true, some false, some a bit in between. Lots to chew on before Election Day, March 17th. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can find all of WGLT's primary election coverage, including a look at the contested McLean County Board and Auditor races, at our website. Just click on Election 2020 on the news dropdown at WGLT.org.